வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of August, 1973, in Paris, France.
ரகுநாதான்விதம் சதீவம்.
Yeah. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo 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 Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Translation. Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are.
Tat cetram idam shariram kaunteya cetram iti avidhiyat. Krishna has already explained. Cetra means idam shariram. Shariram means this body. Tat cetram. First of all, you have to understand this body or any field of action. Anywhere, the three things are there. The field of activities, the owner of the field, and the supervisor of the field. You can check and tally anywhere. So Krishna says, Chetragam ca japimana viddhi. There are two Chetragam and one Chetra. One field of activity and two personalities, cetragga. One is to be supposed as occupier and the other is supposed to be the owner. Just like in this house, we are occupier. The house is cetra, field of activities. The landlord is the owner and we are the occupier. Two cetragga. This property is interest for two persons. One is the occupier and the other is the owner. Similarly, anywhere, any part of the world, anywhere you go, you will find these three things. One, the field of activities, and the other two means one occupier and one owner. If one understands these three things, and he can study everywhere these three things, then cetra-cetra-yo-cetra-gayo-jad-gyanam, this knowledge to understand everywhere that there is a field of activity and two persons are interested in that field of activity. One is the owner, other is the occupier. If you study these three things only, then tad jnanam, jnanam, that is knowledge. Otherwise all rascals are fools. Matam mama. This is jnanam. But ask anybody at the present moment, who is the owner, who is the occupier, and what is the field of activities, if you ask three things, nobody will be able to answer. That means everyone is rascal at the present, but they do not know. Chetra chetra gayo jad jnanam. Krishna says, this relationship between the field of action and the owner, just like in agriculture, the land is owned by the state or the king, and it is rented or occupied by somebody else. And the land is the field of action. So, Krishna is giving direction. Krishna is giving direction and the living entity is there. He is acting according to that direction. So both Krishna and the living entity are sitting in one tree. That is stated in the Upanishad. The two birds are sitting in one tree. One is eating the fruit of the tree and other is simply witnessing. The witnessing bird is Krishna. And the bird who is eating the fruits of the tree, he is the living entity. The Mayavadi philosopher, they cannot distinguish between the jiva soul, jivatma and paramatma. They know it, but because they are monist to establish their theory, they say there is no two, there is one. No. Krishna says, two, one kshetraga, the jivatma, and the other kshetraga, he is, Krishna. The difference between the two is that the individual living entity knows only about his kshetra or body, but the other living entity, the supreme living entity, he knows all the bodies, everywhere. So, material nature is actually the field of activities in our conditioned life. We have manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. In the 15th chapter, you'll find it. That who are these living entities? We. So Krishna says, mavai vamsa. They are all my parts and parcels. Mavai vamsa. Just like father and the son. The father has got many sons. Similarly, we are all sons of God. Mamai vamsa, jivu, sanatana, sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. It is not that we are now part and parcel and after liberation we will become one or equal, the Mayavadi theory. No, that is not. Therefore this very word is used, sanatana, eternal. Eternally we are part and parcel. Then why they are not with you? Why they are here in this material world? Na manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. They have preferred to enjoy this material world, to lord it over the material world. Therefore, mind and senses, manasasthani indriyani, with this, senses and mind, karsati, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani. Karsati. Karsati means struggle. Struggle for existence. This is our position. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Now we have given up by misuse of our independence. We wanted to imitate Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So when we become envious of Krishna, tanaham disata kruran, the demons are envious. They want to become Krishna. Therefore he will find so many demons. They will say, why Krishna is alone God? I am God, you are God. All of us, we are God. So they are demons. So demons cannot be allowed in the spiritual world. They are sent in this material world. Just like in some places, I have heard in Europe there are many places where the gamblers and the drunkards, without any license, they can't go on with their business. Is there any place like that? Huh? Yes. What is the name?
Monte Carlo.
Yes. So we are given this place, Monte Carlo. Go on with your sinful activities without any license. Go on. Demons, they will not hear, they will not accept Krishna as the advisor in the structure. Namāng duṣkitanam mūrha prapadyante narādhava māyā aparita jñāna āsuri bhāva-māśrita. The āsuri bhāva-māśrita means demons. There are two classes of man, demon and God. Not the Godhead, God. Those who are Vaiṣṇavas, means obedient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are also God or Godly. And those who are not obedient, they are demons. This is the difference between demon and God or God. So there are two classes of man always in this material world. In the spiritual world, there are gods, Godly. Krishna is the Godhead and all living entities there they are godly. So, in the spiritual world, there is no facility for the demons. Therefore, when Krishna likes to fight, because after many, many years, not fighting, because in the spiritual world there is no fight, all obedient servants, where is the possibility of fighting? Therefore, sometimes he comes here to fight with the demons. Just to get the body fit. Yes. Therefore, sometimes when there are a scarcity of demons, some of the devotees, they come and become a demon. Not become demon. Just Krishna wants to fight, so without demon, how Krishna will fight? Therefore, they play the part of demon. So that Krishna, that means they want to serve Krishna. Krishna wants to, just like sometimes big men, they kick some wrestlers to make mock fight. Similarly, to serve Krishna, Krishna has desire to fight, so they come down and become just like a demon and fight it. Just like Hiranyakashipu. They were Jaivika, attendant in Vaikuntha. But Krishna wanted to fight. So therefore they came down and became demons, like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and fought it. This is, Krishna has all the desires. Otherwise, this fighting desire where from we get, unless it is there in Krishna. There is. Janmadrasya jata. Everything that we find here, that is in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna has got 12 different kinds of relationship. Akhila rasamrita. Krishna is the reservoir of all kinds of rasa. Sometimes fighting is also pleasing. Therefore, the fighting spirit is there in Krishna. And we have got also that fighting spirit also in small quantity. We can fight also, but Krishna can also fight. But when Krishna fights, the opposite party means finished. When we fight, that is the fight. I may be finished or he may be finished. That is the fight. So, this is the point. Therefore, Krishna in the next says, Tat khetraṁ jaccha jādrik. How these kshetra, different types of body, they cannot explain. The so-called scientists, they cannot explain why there are different types of bodies. There are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. And the human race, they are 400,000. These 400,000 are distributed all over the universe. On this planet, maybe some thousand, not 400,000. Not all of them are here. Here also, in the human forms, we find so many differences. The Europeans, the Americans, the Africans, the Indians, the Chinese, the different forms. That also can be counted, maybe 100 to 200 different types of forms of humans. But there are 400,000. 400,000. That is the human race. And 8 million other forms. 8 million. The aquatics, the trees, the plants, the grass, and the insects. We have experienced how many different types of insects are there in Mayapur. During night, so many different types of insects come to the fire, to the light. This is another illusion. These insects, they are coming, being attracted by the beauty of the light. The electric light, it is not open. Otherwise, these insects come in the burning fire and die. Beauty. Captivated by the beauty of the fire. So actually it is going on. We are attracted by the beauty of Maya, and exactly we are falling to the fire and die. So there are so many instructions. Even if you study simply these 8,400,000 different kinds of So how to study them? Krishna is explaining. Tat-chetram. Tat-chetram means that kind of body. There are so many. Tat-chetram jaccha jadri. How they have attained different types of body. The soul is there. Soul, we have already explained, is the kshetrajna. But except the followers of Vedic knowledge, nobody knows. Just like the Christian people, they say, there is no soul of the animals. Rahab is not. Kshetrajna. Soul is there, everywhere. But they have got their different types of body. Therefore Krishna says, tat-chetrang jaccha jadrikcha. How they have got different. Krishna has already explained in the 15th chapter. They are all Krishna's part and parcel. In another place Krishna says, sarvajonishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtayaya kashang mahajjani brahma aham vijakudhapita. He is the seed-giving father. Therefore all living entities are Krishna's part and parcel. It is foolishness to say that other living entities, other than the human being, they have no soul. It is foolishness. They have got soul. I mean, even the ant has got soul, even the microbe has got soul, even the germ has got soul, everyone has got soul. But they have got different types of body, outward. Therefore Krishna says, jaccha jadrikcha, how they have got different types of body. So these subject matters are very subtle things, but there is no facility for studying this subject matter in the university or any educational institution. Therefore, they are called murhas. They do not understand what is God. Who was telling me, some Bengali professor came here and he said, I am agnostic. So, mostly the so-called educated sages are agnostic. They do not believe in God. They do not believe in the soul. And still they are passing on as educationists, learned scholars, professors. This is the pity. Therefore one should learn from Krishna. This education system at the present moment, you cannot learn anything positively. They are all vague. Here Krishna says, try to understand each and every body, tat-chetra. Why one soul has got a godly body and one soul has got a dog body, one soul has got very beautiful body, another soul has got very ugly body. So one has got nails and jaws, one has very nice, beautiful hand, fingers. There are varieties. Krishna says that sacha jujat prabhavastha. Prabhavastha. And each body has got a different type of influence. Each type of body. This is God's creation. There are innumerable planets. Each planet has got a different atmosphere. Just like we have got experience within this planet. Europe has got another atmosphere, India has got another atmosphere. Similarly, all the planets, they are of different atmosphere. And each and every planet, there are varieties of living entities. Just imagine, the living entities are 8,400,000 species. So even if you divide so many thousands and hundreds, still 8 million. This is God's creation. God's creation means all these living entities, they want to enjoy this material world in a different capacity, and God has given the facility. Yes, you can enjoy. You can enjoy. He is giving facility. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivi. He is sitting. God is so kind. Krishna is so kind. Just like you have seen the master taking his dog, the dog is allowed to do whatever he likes, the master waits. The real business of the dog is to obey the master's order. But the master gives the dog facility. Yes, you can walk, you can run, you can pass urine, stool, I'll wait. As the master gives facility, similarly, Krishna is so kind, Krishna is so affectionate that we have come to enjoy this material world. He is giving us the facilities, just like the master is giving facility to the dog. Krishna is so kind. But Krishna wants that every living entity should be obedient to Krishna, then that is Krishna's enjoyment. He is so kind that he is asking every living entity, especially the human being, patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhakta prajacchati. He is self-sufficient. He is not hungry. He is supplying necessities, food, to every living entity. Still he is hankering for a little flower, little fruit from this living entity. Please give me. So this is the position. Patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Tadaham asnami. If you kindly give me a little flower, a little fruit, little water, with faith and love, I will eat. Krishna is so kind. And he is simply trying to turn the face of the living entity towards him. Therefore he is always with us. So this is another. Krishna has come here, in this temple, to accept your offerings, so that you may again go back to home, back to God. That is Krishna's desire. He is so kind. In whatever way possible, he is trying to get us back to home, back to God. That is Krishna's mission. He is coming himself as Krishna, the Supreme Personality. He is coming himself as the devotee, Lord Chaitanya. But he came, Krishna, personally, and asked everyone, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. Why you are suffering here? Give up all these engagements. Because here whatever you do, you simply create entanglement and suffer. That's all. You cannot be free to do anything. That is not possible. So Krishna therefore says that don't bother by manufacturing your ways of thinking. Just like yesterday, one boy and girl, he's a poet. I asked him, what poet do you write? What is the subject matter? No subject matter. No subject matter. This is pagal. Pagal means mad. Pishachi paile jano matichanna hor. Mayagrasta jiver sei dasa upaya. Pishachi. Ghost, ghostly haunted. A person, when he becomes ghostly haunted, he speaks all kinds of nonsense. So māyāgrasta jivērsaṁ dasabhaya. Those who have come to this material world under the influence of the external energy of Krishna, māyā, they are all mad. It is not Shastra, it is the opinion of medical science also, the medical science. In India, there was a case, a murderer. So his pleader, lawyer, pleaded that this man when committed this murder, he was insane. So the judge called for the civil surgeon to examine him, whether he has got such tendency. Insanity. So he gave evidence, my Lord. So for my knowledge concern, I have tested so many men. Everyone is insane. It is a question of degree. Now, if you consider that he was insane, you, that is your business, to punish him or not punish him. But so far my knowledge is concerned, I have studied so many men, and I have found they are all insane. A natural, that is the position. What does it mean, insanity? When his brain is not acting nicely, that is insanity. So anyone who is in this material world, they are against God consciousness. That is the sign of insanity. He is under the strict regulation of God. Still he defies. There is no God. There is no God. I am God. This is insanity. The pisachi paile janamatichana. So how these different types of insanity is visible, that we will explain, Krishna. Prakshetraṁ jaccha jādrikcha. Not one kind of body or one kind of insanity. Different types of insanities. Jaccha jādrikcha. Jag vikāri. This vikāri means transformation. Everyone's brain is vikāri. Not in order. Jad vikari, jatascha jad. How such kind of transformation, vikari, this derangement has taken place? Sacha ju jat prabhāvascha and prabhāva. Everyone, every living entity has got a particular type of prabhāva. Just like a small bird, immediately he can fly in the sky. And although we are very intelligent. If I want, and if you want to fly in the sky, no, you cannot. Although we are supposed to be very intelligent scientists, but I cannot fly. But a small bird will immediately fly. That is his prabhava. You must have to admit that this is his special power. Similarly, a vulture, he goes 4 miles up, and his eyes are very small. But from the 4 miles away, he will find out where there is a dead body. Immediately jump over. And we have got so many big eyes. But we cannot say after this spectacle required. You see, you cannot see him 1 foot. So this is his prabhava, influence, a vulture, most but a nasty bird. Still, it has got so much influence that we cannot compete with. So you will find in every creature, every living entity, a special prerogative than the others. So, with the body, just like the hawk can eat a stool very nicely. But although we say that everything is food, he can eat. That you eat this food, you cannot eat. Then he has got the influence that he can eat the stool very nicely. Therefore, we should not consider that all living entities are of the same status. They have a different status. You cannot say, because the other living entity is eating something abominable, therefore I can also eat. It is eatable. No, you cannot do that. If you eat, you will be diseased. Therefore it is called, one man's food is another man's poison. Prabhavast. One can eat anything, not anything. Nobody can eat anything. It's allotted food. In the living entities, lower than the human being, they follow the nature's way, the allotted food. That is, the tiger eats blood and flesh. If you offer him nice fruit, nice sweet rice, he'll not eat. Even the dog, they do not like the sweet rice or nice kachori and several. Yeah, he'll see. They cannot eat. If they eat, they will fall disease. In Bengal it is says, kukurer pete ghi shana. Too much fatty things if you give to the dog, he'll not be able to digest. So similarly, we are also human beings. We have got special food. A special food. Therefore Krishna said, Krishna's prasadam will be taken by whom? By the human being. But no, it can be offered to any living entity. But worship of Krishna is meant for the human being. Therefore, A devotee will take the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhakta. Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, he can eat anything. He can eat anything because he is all-powerful, omnipotent. But we cannot do that. Therefore Krishna says, you give me this vegetable, fruits, grains, meal, and I'll take. Therefore indirectly it is said, these are the foodstuffs of the human being, not any other things. You cannot say that this is also eatable, therefore I shall eat. Then you become hog. Those who have no discrimination of eating, they are going to be hog. Next slide. Therefore Krishna says, jat vikari jatascaja. How one becomes a hog, dog, cat, or demigod, or Indra, or Brahma? Let me explain. You are given the facility of human being, and if you misuse your facilities, then according to your mental condition, you will be offered the next body. Jam-jam-bhāpi-smaran-lokhi-tajat-tanti-kalivaram. You will find. Therefore, give up doggish mentality. That is Krishna consciousness. Train up your mind. Godly mentality. Then you will be transferred. Next life. Back to home. That is it. This Krishna consciousness movement is training the people for being promoted to the highest standard of life. This Krishna consciousness movement is so important. We are giving chance to the people not to become next life cats and dogs and vultures, but associate of Krishna, to become a coward boy to play with Krishna, or gopi to dance with Krishna. This much facility you have me to be. So everyone should consider how much welfare movement is this Krishna consciousness movement, and they should follow the instruction of Krishna and the acharyas and make their life successful. Thank you very much.